Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston Baker at PBakerNYC on all social media platforms. You can follow me definitely on Instagram. But I want to talk today specifically about something for you entrepreneurs. We're going to talk a little bit about leveraging LinkedIn. I know you guys know that's something I love. I love LinkedIn. I love leveraging LinkedIn. And they have some new tools now that's really going to help you go to the next level with your business if you want to be an authority in your space. So before we get there, I do want to note we're going to start doing our Financial Tip Tuesdays starting this upcoming week. So every Tuesday, look out for some financial tips. We'll be talking about financing on those days. And we're going to have some deep dives on different days, right? But for now, thank you for tuning back with us. And please make sure you share these episodes. It means a lot to us because, you know, when we get subscribers and subscriptions and people to follow, you know, it just drives the algorithm so more people can hear it. So we definitely appreciate you. Now let's get back into the business because we like to keep it quick and like to keep it short. These are 10-minute podcast sessions, and we're going to have some interviews that come out a little bit longer. But we want to maintain your time and have a respect for your time because there's so much information everywhere. And we just want to share the things that we think are most valuable to you as an entrepreneur coming up. So, I mean, if you want to get into business or you're a business professional, I just think these are great tools. But LinkedIn right now is, just so everybody knows, is the number one B2B social site. So anywhere in the world, 94% of business that's going B2B nowadays on social media is going through LinkedIn, right? Content is being driven from LinkedIn onto the other platforms. Businesses are really leveraging LinkedIn. And there's a few ways they're doing it. And one is to make sure that when it comes to their space, people are looking for information from them, right? So you have to post regularly on LinkedIn. And one thing that is important when you post on LinkedIn, it's not like every other site. So like Facebook, we post links and something that other people have done or information, right? And that's good on LinkedIn too, in a way, but people want to hear your take on it, you know? So whatever you talk about, if you talk about entrepreneurship, if you're talking about, let's say you have a clothing line and you're talking fashion, right? Write articles or write posts giving ideas on fashion, you know, right for your space. So when people want to come in, they know what's going on. You could talk about things that's going on in the fashion world. Now, that's something you may repost and share your opinion on something like that, right? People want to hear your opinion. So these are business professionals. And let's say I'm in customer service, right? I'm a manager of a customer service company, and I'm trying to get some financial tips. Where am I going to go, right? I'm going to look at maybe Forbes or something like that. You know, I'm looking for these articles that are being driven, right? And now you're putting out information in finance because you're in finance and you're putting out, and I get to see your information. I like what you're saying. I connect with your brand. That's one way of doing things. Another way is making sure you're commenting on the subjects that you talk about. What your business is, you go find spaces where they're talking about it, and they have groups in LinkedIn, and they also have articles that's driven. So it's good to follow people and connect, and boom, you go in and you comment, give good opinionated information, and make sure, you know, everything is sound in what you're saying. Be authentic, be real, be your true you, and people will gravitate to that. So that's another way. So we're talking about content, rolling up in the comment box in the industry that's specific to your brand, right? And now you can become a LinkedIn content creator and you can live stream on LinkedIn. Not too many people are doing it, right? Not too many people are actually streaming live on LinkedIn. So tell you the truth, I tested it out once. I said, well, you know, I've been using a lot of Instagram lives and I'm trying to not do too much at the time, but we talked about it for our growth series with LegacyFirst.org LLC. We talked about expanding it to multiple platforms using these Restream software where we can stream it on multiple platforms at the same time. But definitely, Even if you just do LinkedIn, do LinkedIn, right? You can stream, have a stream, even if it's once a week. You don't have to do it every day. Just go once a week or twice a week or whatever it is. And have that, make that become something that people start coming to. And don't expect everybody to jump on your stream on day one, right? It may take 90 days. It may take 6 months. But you're putting out consistent content that's connected to what your brand is and connected to the industry that you're making your, you're taking space in. Now, we talked about those three things, right? We already talked about content, comments, live streaming. The next thing I want to say is when you're connecting with people and connect with people, I mean, LinkedIn is about building a network. So connect, connect, connect. Start a conversation first, maybe in a box or something like that, or find a mutual friend that you have connection with. Whatever it is, don't be spammy. Don't come in there kicking somebody just to sell them. But when you connect, make sure you send a message. This is not Instagram or Facebook. You just add people and you keep it moving. You send that person a message. Hey, it's great to connect with you. Look forward to networking with you and seeing if we can, you know, if there's some room where we can do some networking and our businesses are mutually beneficial. But love to know more about what you do. Talk about the other person. Find out what they do. Find out what their interests are, what their goals, what they're trying to accomplish. And then that connects to you. And this person can always, because it's a professional site, it's not like, you know, everything else. This is for professionals. That person can always connect you. You can go through their friends and there might be somebody that you might see that, hey, this is the perfect candidate for what I'm trying to do, right? And you can literally say, hey, is it possible that you, after you build that relationship with that person first, is it possible you can connect me to such and such? Because, you know, I think that we can do business. Now that person has built a relationship with you and they've, and they feel comfortable connecting the dots. So utilize the networking opportunities that are on LinkedIn and make sure before you do all of that. Look at that. I went forward to go backwards. Before you do all of that on LinkedIn, I'm going to ask you to go through your profile and make sure it is clean. Put your experiences and what you volunteer in. Put all of the things. Make sure it looks professional. Have a professional photo. This is not, you know, where you put the shot where you had the drink in your hand or you're in shorts and a t-shirt. Be professional on LinkedIn and it'll show. You know, people will connect. They will see the authority. If you have over 500 people, they'll consider you an all-star, which will shine bright on your profile because it'll tell everybody you have plus 500 connections. So aim to get that right away. And those are the tips for LinkedIn today. So I want you to get used to and get comfortable to LinkedIn because LinkedIn is not just for job hunting. And it is can be used for job hunting. A lot of recruiters on there. But if you're a business professional, this is a great way, you know, especially let's say you have a clothing brand. There are retail stores on LinkedIn that you can get your brand into those clothing stores. You know, you may have a product that you're trying to sell and maybe you want to get it in. You may want to get it into one of their vending machines or vending company. This is a time where you can connect with people that are business professionals and really do what you need to take your business to the next level. So I'm not going to keep you much longer, but I am going to say this. We are in the tech age, the digital age, and there's no going back. So let's leverage all the tools, especially when so many of the tools that we can use that are at our disposal are free, right? So many are free. They're there for us. So let's use those tools to help us develop in our business. And let's take a step back, look at what's going to work best for our business and go forward. Because I want to see you successful, all right? I want to see you successful. And thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to share this. If you get a chance, go to legacyfirst.org. We got a great networking event coming up in September. And I would love for you guys to join in with us. We have people coming from all over, every region in the country. And some people come from different countries. Believe it or not, we've had 7 different countries come to our networking event. So this is virtual. It's going to be online. And it's going to be great. So again, P. Baker NYC, follow me on social media. And tune into the next episode of Capital City Podcast. Thank you.